This is a case of someone, a man named Charles, who's 39 years old, who has had depression for quite a while and wants to get rid of it. He calls it Big D for depression. And it seemed to me that the best way to do this would be to do an exorcism. So I asked Charles the following question. I said, Charles, do you have a sense that somewhere inside you there's some kind of controlling entity or maybe evil spirit that causes your depression? And he looked at me and said, yes. And if you could give a name to that controlling entity, whatever it is, what would that be? And he said, Big D. And so Big D is for depression, right? And he said, yes. So I then asked him of how he relaxes, and we agreed that paying attention to his breathing would work perfectly well for relaxing. And then I asked him, is there somewhere that you can go to within your mind that's real or maybe even imaginary, that you consider to be a safe haven, a safe and secure place for you? And he said yes. And I asked him, well, what is that place? And Charles said that it's the pine forest in our local nature reserve. And I said, that's great. And the next piece of information I need is there some kind of external force or power or being that can really get rid of Big D, something or somewhat like an exorcist? And he thought for a little bit and he said, yeah, my healing presence would do that. And I suggested, well, can we abbreviate that to HP? And he said, okay. Then I said, where you're sitting in that recliner, just find a way of being more comfortable. And if it's okay to close your eyes, please do that. Or just look off gently into the distance. Charles closed his eyes, and I started in on the exorcism approach. So, Charles, just start paying attention to your breathing. Just notice each breath as it comes in and goes out, a heartbeat, and you know that with each inhale, your chest and belly are softly rising, and then with each exhale, all of those muscles are just relaxing. Just one breath at a time, one heartbeat, and you may even think that each inhale is a kind of, well, kind of healing and energizing breath, and each exhale is a kind of, well, cleansing or clearing breath. So this breath and occasionally, Charles, a stray thought may wander through your mind, notice it, thank it for being there, and just go back to this breath and the next one. And now, within your mind, just drift off to the pine forest. It's a wonderful place to be, and I've been there many times. There's a wonderful stump of a fallen tree that you can sit on. And if you breathe in deeply through your nose while you're there, there's the wonderful odor of pine needles around you. So enjoy being there. Just look around at this safe place for you. And then, Charles, something interesting happens. You become aware that somewhere near you there's somebody. And this somebody is your healing presence, or HP. And HP comes closer to you, gently reaches out, perhaps touches you on a shoulder, continuing to breathe easily and naturally. And HP is powerful and knowledgeable and skilled at this kind of work. And HP knows exactly where within your body Big D is located. And then somehow HP is able to reach within your body to where Big D is and grab hold of Big D in a powerful grip, a kind of steely, strong grip, so that Big D cannot get away or even move. And now, holding on to Big D, your healing presence gently leaves your body, goes out through the window here, and soars outside, high above the stratosphere. And while HP is up there, kind of winds up like a major league pitcher, and throws Big D at the speed of light out towards the sun. And we know, do we not, that even at the speed of light, it will take about 8 minutes for Big D to get out into that incredible gravity of the sun, that incredible, powerful heat, and Big D just gets pulled in by the gravity, and in that intense heat completely disintegrates down into the smallest particles, completely and permanently disappears. And your healing presence remembers that where Big D was within your body, there's kind of a space or a hole now. And Big D comes down near you and can enter in a way your body and fill that empty space with strength, with courage, with wisdom, with love, with peace, with comfort, with control, all sorts of good things. And HP having given you this gift leaves you and starts drifting off. And within your mind now, you turn and look at HP and smile and thank him for this gift. This breath and the next one. And you know, Charles, that your brain, your mind has recorded everything that has happened this afternoon. So sometime in the future you wish to or need to relive this, just find a quiet place. Pay attention to your breathing. Drift off to the pine forest, and you will be able to re-experience and live this again. Just one breath at a time, one heartbeat. And I want to thank you, Charles, for your attention, your trust, your confidence. And whenever you're ready, why, just take a deep breath or two, blink your eyes, perhaps stretch a little bit, and come on back to this room here and now. Well, Charles took maybe a minute or so to do that and come back to the room. And I asked him if there was anything else on his mind now. And he said no. And I said, well, just wait a minute. I have a little gift for you. And I showed him my jar of small polished stones. And I said, please take one of these and keep it to remember what went on in this session. Well, we shook hands and Charles, smiling, left. So this is another example how the exorcism approach can be used for something like depression and other things like that that bother and trouble my clients and yours. Thank you for listening to this recording. Goodbye.